Chapter 10. Promotion.
Well done, Muffy.
Thank you, sir.
Was Ivan, I mean, Mr. Avakov, wise to your visit?
He was, sir, admitted Murphy. It was almost as if he knew we were going to be there.
Well, I have been trying every year for the last 7 years to get my hands on Avakov's package.
Murphy decided to assume that the Rear Admiral was not speaking metaphorically. Though that would have been nice information to have known, sir.
Well, I've had my hand on it before, you know.
Clearly, Murphy had been wrong to make his prior assumption.
My point, sir, is that I was obviously placed in a situation that was already volatile, and it would have been prudent information for the mission to know that Mr. Avakov would likely be expecting me.
Oh, lighten up, Ensign, Parfait said with a sniff. It's not like you were shot or captured.
That's only because I disarmed him and tied him to a chair, Murphy replied evenly.
Oh? Then what happened?
I took his package, sir.
The whole thing?
Of course, sir. Why would I take only part of it?
Sounds delightful. Do give me the full details.
Parfait sat at his desk, put his elbows on the table and rested his chin in his hands, and then he gazed up at Murphy with puppy dog eyes.
Spare nothing.
Murphy gave him a funny look as he realized that the Rear Admiral was doing it again. While Murphy was still getting to know Parfait, it was clear that he was going to have to choose his words carefully from then on. He pointed at the box sitting in front of Parfait.
I was talking about that package, sir.
Oh, wait a moment here, Parfait said as his eyes lit up. Are you telling me that you were able to fit this entire package in?
I picked up that box, sir, Murphy interrupted before things got out of hand, and placed it in my duffel bag. And no, sir, that is not a euphemism.
Oh.
Parfait looked temporarily disappointed, but he quickly recovered.
Right. Well, that's exactly what I thought you meant.
The Rear Admiral stood back up and walked over to his office window. It was mid-morning, so the sun shone on the people below. Murphy was hoping to get back to his barracks soon. Frankly, getting away from Parfait would be soothing enough.
You didn't open it, did you?
Said the Rear Admiral. Murphy couldn't help but sense a hopeful sound in the question, but he chose to ignore it. No, sir, he said honestly. I did not open it. Parfait's shoulders slumped almost imperceptibly.
Oh, good, he said, though it didn't sound very convincing.
He then turned around and leaned back against the glass and folded his arms.
Did Mr. Avakov happen to say anything about me?
He mentioned a few things, sir, Murphy said, but nothing I'd care to repeat except that he stuck a note in that box for you.
A note, eh?
Yeah, he also said something about not wanting any hard, he doesn't want to be your enemy any longer.
Parfait walked back to his desk and put his hand on the box. It was clear that he wished to open it.
Maybe I should show you what's in here, Ensign.
No, thank you, sir, Murphy replied more vehemently than he probably should have.
As you said, sir, I'm only an ensign. I don't feel that I'm ready for such knowledge yet. Maybe when I reach the level of lieutenant or something, sir.
Ah, yes, that reminds me, Parfait said with a smile as he turned towards his computer.
He typed for a moment and then waited, and then clicked something.
There, you've been promoted.
What?
It would have been faster, but I had to wait for the system to email me so I could approve my request.
You have to approve your own request, sir?
Of course, Murphy. It's in the regulations.
Ah, right.
Well, you're now officially a lieutenant, soldier,
Parfait said with wiggling eyebrows.
That was unexpected, sir.
Well deserved. You're a good soldier, Murphy.
Thank you, sir.
Now, you were saying that if you were a lieutenant, you would be interested in seeing what's in this box.
This time it was Murphy's turn to slump. Sir, he admitted, I already know what's in the box.
So you did open it?
No, sir, I did not. Your orders were clear on that.
Well, then how do you know what's in it?
Mr. Avakov opened it and showed me the contents.
Ah.
Parfait leaned back in his chair, appearing worried.
I hope you understand that it was just a holiday thing, a joke of sorts.
I thought nothing different, sir, said Murphy, though that wasn't true.
It's not like I make a habit out of dressing up in such a fashion, Ensign Murphy.
It's Lieutenant Murphy now, Murphy replied, and I don't judge, sir.
Good. Well, I guess that's that then. Well done on your mission, Ensign. Lieutenant Murphy.
Parfait then added,
do note that I'll be recommending you for the Primus 12 mission as well. Make sure that you brush up on your standard mission protocols for that one.
It was just further proof that Parfait held Murphy's fate in his hands. Based on recent experience, the Rear Admiral would probably rather hold Murphy in his arms. Murphy shuddered at the thought,
Yes, sir.
Parfait looked Murphy over once more and sighed serenely.
Dismissed.
Murphy saluted, spun on his heel, and got the hell out of that office.